Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Hello, hello. This is Sophie Michelle Mihalko. Kathy today is traveling throughout Europe. If you have followed her on Facebook, she has been posting amazing pictures of Greece, where she is right now. And I wish her the very best. I know that she is, even as she's traveling with her kids throughout the world, I know that she is changing the world. So it's very exciting to see her being her in the world. And if you haven't seen her, I recommend that you go check out her page on Facebook. All right, so today we are, it's me, Sophie. I know that you have been, you have heard me a couple of times already on the show, so I am super excited to be here with you today. We have a very special show for you. First of all, I'd like to introduce myself in case you never heard me, and I'd like to get one thing out of the way. My accent is from France. I moved to the United States about 25 years ago. And I want to tell you a little bit about this, because it was because of words that I moved. I'm going to explain this. So today, the show is about the power of words. And I find that there's nothing more powerful than when we state something into existence. When we say, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, there is some kind of energy that is propelled into the universe, into the world, so that everything lines up for you, for us to do what we said we were going to do. And it is really, really amazing to watch. So I was in high school, and this a friend of mine had spent the summer in Los Angeles, and she came back, and she was talking about this amazing film school in Los Angeles, and she said even Steven Spielberg could not do it. And I responded, well, I'm going to go to that film school. And just by saying that, I put into motion, it took me about 2 years, but I put into motion everything I needed to do and have and be in order to be in that film school. And I did. I actually attended the USC School of Cinema and Television. At the time, that's what it was called. Excuse me. So when you say you're going to do something, yes, of course, anything that you feel is not in alignment with it is going to come up. And you also are inviting the universe to put together everything that is required for you to be able to do that. It is very powerful. So I want to talk about words today, your words, our words, the words that we use. And I want to clear something very important. Hold on. Drinking some water. I want to clear something very important first. When words were created, they were created with a lot of care, meaning that however a word came to be was tied to how it was used in the world already, or whatever whatever its meaning was tied to. Therefore, when you use a word, you actually use something that is tied to a very specific thing. And it's also each language will actually carry concepts and ideas that only that language can carry. So for a translator, which I happen to be from time to time, it is challenging to find the exact words, because in a lot of expressions, you don't have the exact words in another language. And you will find, you will have to assemble a series of words in order to explain a concept in one language. So when you're using words, please know and understand that your intention with the word is secondary to what the word actually means. So you really have to look at that. And if you're saying something and it's not happening, it's not taking place in the world, that's because you're probably not using the correct word. And you need to look at the words you're using in order to see what you are actually saying instead of what you want to say. Because it's like this. If you want to say something, but then you're using a word that is not exactly correct, that it does not match what you're saying, then the universe cannot respond and cannot deliver what it is you've been asking for. So it is very important that you use the correct words. And as somebody who, for whom English is my second language, I often ask people, hey, can you explain to me what that word means? And a lot of times people don't even know what the word means, the word they're using. They know what they're trying to say, but they don't know what the word means. So they actually look it up in the dictionary. This happened actually last night with a friend of mine. He used the word demure, and he thought he knew what that meant. And I was like, no, actually, if you want to say that, you have to use a different word. And so it's fascinating when you're learning a language to actually go into the dictionary and really understand what the word means. Recently, I was taught about the word diligence. In English, diligence is doing something with a lot of care and effort. And I wanted to find a way to translate that in French. So I went to Google and I put in the word diligence, and what came out was not what I thought diligence. So the word that Google Translate gave me was not actually doing something with care. It was doing something with speed. So Google Translate does not know that diligence in France does not mean the same thing that diligence in English. And it's very important that you use the right words, okay? So you really have to do the research. When something is not showing up, when something is not exactly how you would like it to be, you have to look at what words you're using. That's very important. Now, I'm not the only one who says that your words are powerful. The Bible says your word is powerful. Even God talks about being the word. There are a lot of other texts that talk about this. So this is not a new idea. Yet I see people again and again using words that they think are going to say one thing when they mean something else. Now that we know how important words are, I would love to suggest a process to figure out what word to use. And as you know, Kathy and I, we facilitated classes called Access Consciousness classes. And the man who created originally Access Consciousness, his name is Gary Douglas, and he loves words. And when he creates what we call a clearing, so it's a set of words that you say to change the energy of something, when he creates a clearing, he has this process where he will look for the word. So he'll try a word. And if it matches the energy of what he's wanting to change, then he'll use the word. But a lot of times he has to go through many different words before he finds the correct word. So I would like you to do this. I would like you to write down something that you would want to create, a vision, a dream that you have, something that really makes your heart vibrate, something that gets you up in the morning, something that really means a lot to you. I don't want to hear, you know, oh, I just want a red dress, unless that red dress means something, but really something that's very important to you. I want you to write it down somewhere. And then I want you to ask the question, what is a better way? What is a more powerful way to use that word, to say, I'm sorry, what is a more powerful way to say what I want to say? And I am sure that you're going to find some new words that either come to you that you never thought of before, or maybe a totally different way. And I know you're going to get uncomfortable because you're used to saying, for instance, I want a lot of money. So let's say you want $1 million. So you write, I want $1 million. And I'm asking you to find a more powerful way to say, I want $1 million. So you could say, I am creating a lot of abundance in my life. Okay. That's another way. Or I am creating more money than I've ever thought I could receive. Or I am choosing to have so much money that I have to hire a personal accountant. So I know that what you're going to say to me, then I'm adding pieces. And it's true, because when you're going to change the words, you're going to add pieces to your dream and your vision. And just like a painting, when we add a color here and there, it changes the painting. The more you're going to choose different words to describe what it is you want to create, the more your vision will come to light, the more your dream will be able to actually have an existence, a life of its own. So playing with those words and actually asking for what more powerful ways can you ask for this, will start bringing into your words, you'll start bringing into existence ideas and concepts that you didn't have with that vision before. You will add to it. It will become a lot more alive. Your vision will become a lot more alive. Okay. Now, it's funny because as I'm saying this, I'm asking myself, what else can I tell the audience? What else can I tell to the listeners to really impact you with words? And I want you to understand that I am somebody who speaks really fast, or actually I think really fast. So sometimes when I speak, I'll actually skip parts of my sentences because I have to get to the next part of what I'm thinking about. And recently I realized that I'm not doing myself any favor here. I'm actually avoiding something really big in my life. So I want to share this with you. I don't like space as much as I thought I did. Space makes me nervous. It's almost like if I have too much space in front of me, then I am not worth anything because I'm not adding anything to your life, or I'm not creating anything to your life. So I know that for radio, silence is like space, right? If I have silence on the show, you're going to wonder, where did she go? What's happening? But what's really interesting is silence is not the opposite of words. Silence is kind of the material that words are made of, not sounds. Silence. Because if it was just sound, that would be a sound, and you would not understand anything of what I just said. So the silence in between the words are what makes the words powerful. Okay, I will repeat that. The silence between the words is what makes the words powerful. It is within the silence that God or the universe or consciousness can come in and help you manifest, actualize what it is you are asking for. But more of that, what you're asking for fits into a grand scheme, if I say. So when you have an idea for something and you want to create and have something, then that idea fits somewhere. It fits with either what people are asking for, or it fits with another person's vision. and it doesn't matter, but it fits somewhere. So that space, that silence that we so often dread, is what's going to make it fit, is what's going to give it what it needs to fit. So as you're speaking, as you're declaring, as you're making statements about what it is you want, the universe or God or the creator, whatever you want to call it, is giving you little pokes of energy, little pokes, telling you, add this, add that, take away this, change this. So don't hesitate to follow this. And once again, this was something I didn't do for very long, because I thought once I said something, that's it, I'm done. Yeah, but then why would poets write so much about love or passion? Why would marketing people write blogs when there's just one idea into it? Why would so many words be used when really you just need one word? Because it fits into very different worlds. Your world is not the same than my world, it's not the same than your neighbor's world, it's not even the same as your child's world or your parents' world. Everybody's world or reality is different. So there are so many different ways to talk and make what you're saying fit into other people's worlds and other people's realities. And I really want you to take that into consideration and really ask yourself, okay, how much silence am I allowing myself to have, that if I allow it to be there, would actually make what I'm asking for even more powerful, even more creative? That's the beauty of silence. And I think right now we're about to go into a break. So after the break, we'll explore more what it is you can do and the power of words. Thank you.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back. As during the pause, I looked up some quotes about words, and I found the word of one of my favorite writers, Voltaire, who is a French writer, and his quote is, "The secret of being boring is to say everything," which totally ties up what I was saying about silence and how silence is also a really great way to communicate something. If you're saying everything that you have in your mind, and my daughter does that, and I'm trying to teach her this. So if you say everything that is on your mind and you don't really filter what you're saying, then you're not creating anything because you're not being deliberate with your words. You're not being careful with your words. When you are careful with your words, you can create amazing things. So for instance, I want to tell you about the power of stories. You may know this, but if you don't, I really want you to get this. So a good story will make you want to change the world. And a bad story will make you bored and not want to do anything. When you tell a story, the words that you're using will help the person visualize the story with you, but also relate to the story. So if you're telling a story and you're only speaking of what you think the person wants to hear, and this is a very, very important point. If you're only speaking what you think other people want to hear, you will actually restrict what's possible with your words. Versus if you speak of yourself and simply share what you went through, the experience that you went through, then somebody will find themselves in it because it's a human experience. And we all have human experience. And people will feel like you understand them. They'll want to listen to you even more than if you're just saying, if you do this, then this will happen, versus I want you to listen to this. So recently I've been telling this story, and I feel this is a story that I'm going to share with you because for some reason it relates to words, even though it doesn't seem like it. I just traveled to Sicily with my two children, and it was really hot. I mean, I'm talking about I had to wear shoes to go from the chair to the water at the pool, otherwise I'm going to burn my feet hot, okay? And we decided to go visit an old town that is on the side of a mountain. So we had to leave the bus at the bottom of the town, and we had to go up this town to visit the site. And it is really hot. And I have a hat on, I have water, I have everything that you can think of to be cool, but it is still very hot. The middle of the way, I can tell that I am beyond my capacities with my body, that my heart is racing, that I'm just not well. So I say, I can't do this. Listen, I said, I can't do this. And my daughter says to me, no, I know you can, because my daughter knows that I tend to stop when my body shows me signs of fatigue. I tend to stop. So the words that I use were, I can do this, which definitely made me feel like I couldn't, right? Then my daughter turns to me and says, no, Mom, I know you can do this. So by listening to her words, I perceived that maybe there was something else that I was not considering. So I decided to do one more step and one more step and one more step. And I ended up finishing the walk up the street. I was exhausted when I got to the end, but there was so much joy inside of me because I had gone above and beyond what I thought I could do. I went beyond what I said and listened to somebody else's words, And I pushed myself and actually achieved what I set to achieve. So this was a really amazing example of the power of words, the power of the words you tell yourself. These are going to be very powerful, and so they can either stop you or push you. Now, I want to tell you another story. I just finished a coaching session with a client who is writing a book, and maybe some of you are writing books as well. I know Kathy has several workshops for people who want to write books. So she was telling me, I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing enough, meaning that she's not writing, she's not taking the actions to write her book. I said, she said, I'm not doing enough, and I don't know why I can't get to write my book. I don't know what's stopping me. So I told her, I said, actually, you do know, and it's a very, very simple, but you're not looking at it. So she started looking at all kind of reasons, like I'm lazy, I've got too much going on, this is not important. I'm like, nope, none of this. I told her, I said, the reason why you're not doing anything is because you keep saying that you're not doing anything. If you say you're not doing anything, then you're going to not do anything. If you say you're busy, then you're going to be busy. If you say this is not important or we'll get to it tomorrow, then it's never important and you will always get to it at some point in the future, but not now. Those words are what you are living, not the opposite. It's not, you're not saying the words because that's what you're living. You're living your life because of the words you say. So I told her, I said, you have to start acknowledging what it is you do without lying. I'm not asking you to lie, but you have to start acknowledging what it is you do. For instance, I said, you get up in the morning, you get dressed. That's something you do. You make breakfast for your daughter. That's something you do. You speak to your friends. That's something you do. You go shopping. That's something you do. You watch a video on YouTube. That's something you do. Now, if you say, oh, I've done this, and that, now you're actually getting yourself into the energy of I'm taking action, even if you were not yet at the book. But you will start writing when you acknowledge that you are doing something. And then at some point, what's going to happen is she's going to see everything she's doing, and she's going to see she's not doing what she actually wants to do, but she has to stop saying she's not doing anything. Otherwise, she's just not going to do anything. So that's my little tip for using the words. Words will make you either stop yourself or push you forward. And they will make you, they're the cause of your actions, and not the actions are not the cause. No. Okay. So your actions are the cause of your words. That's what happens. So the words come first, then the action, not the opposite. Okay. Now, I'm realizing something that I did not address yet. I'm very aware of the words that I use. I pay a lot of attention to the words that I use and to the words that other people use. It takes practice. So if you want to be more powerful with your words, you're going to have to start listen in a very different way than you have listened to before. For now, for many of us, we listen for reaction. So basically, we just listen, and then if it doesn't trigger anything in us, then we don't worry about it. If it triggers something in us, then we go forward with it. But we don't actually pay attention to the words. We pay attention to the reaction to the words. So now I want you to listen to the words that people are using. How much are they positive? What's the tone of their voice when they're using that word, those words? For instance, somebody can say, you are amazing. That sounds good. And somebody can say, oh my gosh, you are amazing. Now, which one sounds better, right? Yeah, so the second one may sound actually more enticing, and I may actually believe them a little bit more than the first one. And then also somebody who's always enthusiastic, always excited. If at one point they say, you know, you're really amazing, I may actually listen to that. So there's no right or wrong answer, but listen for what people say and how they say it, because that will teach you, that will help you to choose how you are going to say something. I know for me, I'm a very excited person. I like to speak, you know, with volume, and I like to have intonations. I think some in my past life, I must have an Italian something because I love passion, and I'm very passionate in the way I speak. But I used to be married to a man who was not so comfortable with passion. So I wanted to have a conversation with him. I had to really breathe and meditate before we had an important conversation, because otherwise he was overwhelmed by how I was speaking to him. And if you ever do professional speaking, you will learn that some people don't react well to a lot of volume, a lot of information. So at the beginning of a speech, you may actually dim a little bit your energy for those people who have a hard time with it, and convince them to listen to you forward before you actually put on the volume and speak very loud. That's how to deliver words. So let's go back to the power of words. And I have a dear friend, Jordan, who often sends people words of encouragement. And he'll receive information from God, and he'll start putting it into words and send it out to people. And those notes, I would say, those love notes, they're really love notes, warm my heart. Every time I read them, first of all, they're crafted with a lot of care, because Jordan is somebody who loves words. And every time I read one, it's like my heart is singing, because I know this is somebody who really took the time to write down something that he feels is important, I and other people here. But recently, people have been asking him if he was thinking about them when he was writing those words. And I understand the question. I'm like, oh, you know, am I special enough that you were thinking about me, or is this specific to me, and all of that. But then I look at the words of encouragement that he sends out, and they are always applicable to my life. Even if I was not the one he was thinking about when he wrote it, it's always applicable. Because all of us, at some point, we need some encouragement. All of us need to hear that we matter, that we are amazing and great. And it's such a gift when you take the time to tell somebody, you know what, you are amazing, and I love spending time with you, and I love love sharing a moment with you, and I can't wait to see what you create next, because what you create is amazing. And if you needed to hear that, then please take it. This is for you that I'm saying this now. But also, spend some time doing this with others. Here's what I found. When I do that, when I write those words for my friends or the people that I work with, when I spend the time to carefully choose the words to lift them up and encourage them, I feel lifted up and encouraged first, but also my world feels lighter. My world feels like, oh my gosh, there is beauty now. There is joy now. Because this is the beautiful thing about the words. The words are not just for the people who receive them. Of course, they are for the people who receive them. Absolutely. But it's not just for those people. It's for the whole world in itself. So for instance, right now I'm speaking in to you who's listening, and to the people who are going to be listening into the future. But even the people who are not listening to this radio show, and who never will listen to this radio show, they're still affected by my words, because you are affected. So it's a connection. It's something that I'm sending out. It's something that I'm giving to you. And that connection, that gift, changes the molecules around us and changes the world. So when you think about this, don't you want to give people powerful words? Don't you want to give people words of kindness and encouragement? I know I do. I feel like that's all I want to do because, oh my gosh, it's going to change the world, even the people who will not listen to them. Now, spoken words are very, very powerful. And I love written words, but spoken words to me, they hold even more magic than written words. So please go and write. Writing is, it's amazing. And I totally encourage everybody to write. And when you write, you have more chance to play with your words. But when you speak, it's like once you've said something, even if that's not what you meant to say, it's said, right? So you can't erase. There's no eraser. There's no backtracking the speech. And when you put it out there, when you send it out there with your own voice, it's almost like a kiss or a hug, even if it's not physical. But it is a part of you. You have given your voice to those words. And to me, that's even more powerful than the written word, because it is a gift in the moment that those words are received. It is such a beautiful gift. And I just realized that as I was speaking this, I just realized that. Also, when you really relax and you allow your body to speak what is true for it, for the body, what is true for your heart, you get inspired. And sometimes you say things, you're like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? Like, I didn't say that. I didn't realize that. So, for instance, comparing words to a hug or a kiss, I never thought about it this way, but for me, that's so true. Good words, kind words are like the most beautiful hug. And I honestly, strongly encourage you to use your voice and speak those words. Write them as well, because once they're written, then people can read them again and again. But I strongly encourage you to take the time to speak those words to the people around you. And I know we're about to go to a break, but I want you to start asking, how am I using words in my life? How am I being with my words? What am I creating with my words? And also, did you know you can change how you feel? So like, let's say you're not feeling great, but you can change how you feel when you say certain words. So let's talk about that when we get back from the break.
Future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching, or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On the power of words, I want us to look at how words are used in our life today, meaning look at the words that people use to manipulate you, to make you do the things they want you to do, and also to trigger some emotions in you, right? I remember when I was in relationships that were not going well and how much we would fight. And during those fights, how the words I said were actually, they were simply because they were illustrating the emotions I was feeling. But if I had taken a moment and chosen better words, probably the relationships would probably have been a lot easier than just by spitting out whatever was coming through. So there are two ways that you can express yourself. And I want to really take the time to look at this. So, for instance, I always say when you have a strong emotion, you have to acknowledge it, right? So if you're feeling anger or sadness or joy, or any of those strong emotions, acknowledge it, because if you don't, it's like in the back of your head and it's gnawing at you. But once you acknowledge it, don't give it any more power by using words. So, for instance, if you're angry, don't go say, well, I'm angry at this and because of this and this and this and that. Just say, I'm angry. That's it. Like, you don't have to explain it. Just look at, okay, I'm angry. Now, I know Cathy often asks questions in the shows, and I hope that you understand how amazing it is to ask a question, because if you say, I'm angry, first of all, you just define yourself as angry, which is not exactly the case. Like, in this moment, you're feeling anger. It's probably more appropriate. But if you are saying, I'm angry, you can simply ask, hey, is this true? Is this true that I'm angry? And maybe it's not. Maybe you actually are just seeing that you have not made the choice you wanted to make in this moment, or you are judging yourself, or somebody's lying to you and you realize that somebody's lying to you. So if you, instead of just admitting, okay, I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm upset, all of that, ask, hey, is this true? You can use words to change how you feel, to change how you're thinking, to change what's showing up for you in that moment, not just, it's not just a final statement. And I want to share an experience. I was speaking about the difference between the spoken word and the written word earlier. I have a friend who wrote this book. I think it's called The Spell of the Rosette. It's available on Amazon. And I remember reading this book. It's a fiction book. It's an old sci-fi book. I love sci-fi. And I was feeling really great, but great in a different way than I used to feeling great. I was feeling like I was on an adventure and I was a strong character, and I was going to go follow that character and support her and be with her. And I felt energy that I had never felt before. So I wrote to this friend. I said, what did you do with this book? Because I know her and I know she has some tools and processes that I don't necessarily use. And she did say, she called it a spell. So she said, yes, I did put a spell in this book for people to really feel part of the book, to feel like they are along with the character in the story. And I have another friend who said after she started reading the book, she kept having all these dreams and all that. So I know that book, that this book in particular, had a very, very, an impact on the reader. Now, I don't know what my friend did. She calls it a spell. It's probably just, it could be an intention. It could be anything you want. But she used those words to create something different than just reading a story. She was very careful with what she created with those words, right? Now, like I said, I have been reading the Bible because it's an old book, and I realized if there are so many different versions of it, it's because the words are not as clear as we think they are. So basically, as we are studying the Bible more and more, we're finding different versions and different things, and there are ways to, even as I'm reading it, I go to the concordance and I'm looking, okay, this means this and that and that. And what I found is even if I don't agree with what I'm reading or if I don't understand what I'm reading, it has an impact on me because those words were chosen so carefully with so much intention behind them. And it's a very powerful example. I will recommend that you look for books or you look for people who speak with the intention of creating something for you, because even if you don't necessarily follow them or you don't necessarily agree with them, you will start noticing the power that is available, I hope I'm saying this right, when you are very careful with the words that you choose. And as I love teaching business. Business is one of my favorite topics. And communication in business is so amazing, because it is not what you think it is. A lot of people assume that you need to speak a lot about what you do when you talk about your business. And it so is not the case. There's nothing to explain, actually. People don't really buy what you sell. They buy what you've been experience that you've been selling with it, right? So for instance, if you say, if you buy this, then you'll have more ease, more joy, more sex, more money, all of that people want, then people are much more likely to buy it than if you say, you know, this product has been made in America and it's made with very strong wood. And I mean, it's great. Some people want that, but most people don't care. Most people, they just want to know what it's going to do for them. They don't really care about how it's made, how it works, all of that. They don't. They just want to know the experience. I mean, I don't know how my car works, but I know it takes me places. It's very easy to maintain and it's amazing. Okay, cool. Then I like the car. I don't really need to care how, I don't really need to know the engine. And some people may, but I don't actually think that's a selling point for most people. It's very specific. So most people, the how, the what, but the experience that you're giving them with the words you're using, like you're going to feel sexy, you're going to feel powerful, you're going to feel taken care of, all of that, that's what they want. That's what they're buying, right? So as you communicate with your business, ask yourself, what is it that my client, my customer wants? Your client and your customer, by the way, is the person who pays, not the person who uses your product, right? So if you're selling something for children, your client is not the child. Your client is the parent, because the parent is the one that buys, that pays. So also think about that. Who's your client? Who's the person that's paying you? I know it's, I have to do business talk at some point because I love business. It's one of my passions. So here you are, a little bit of business talk in this, the power of the word, because I am also a sexy mom who has an abundant life. I love that title. When Kathy shared with me the title of her show, I loved it so much. And I believe that being having an abundant life also includes, you know, money and business and all of those wonderful things. So I love to talk about that. And look at the title of this show. Isn't it amazing? Sexy Mom, Abundant Life. How much more inclined are you to listen to a show who's telling you this is about being sexy, being a mom, and having an abundant life? I mean, how much more yummy and descriptive can it be versus if Kathy tells you the infinite power of energy or, you know, the conscious ways of living a life? Like, to me, those titles don't mean much, but Sexy Mom, Abundant Life, oh yeah, much better. Anyway, I hope you're having fun with this show too. I hope you are getting something out of it. Please comment on the website on IOM.fm. We're coming close to the end of the show, so if you want to find me online, it's a little strange for me right now because my business is transitioning, but you can still find me, SophieMihalko.com, which I'm not sure that the website is working, so SophieMichelleMihalko.com may actually be the best one. And on Facebook, Sophie Mihalko is my Facebook page, and you can always contact me via the Facebook page. I do a lot of different things, and very soon I'm going to launch an online course called Explode Your Business. So I'm excited to do that, but it's coming. It's not set up yet, so keep following me, and you will know about it when it's launched. In the meantime, it's funny. I said earlier, I hope you are enjoying this, and I hope you're having fun with this. And I used to not like the word hope very much. Hope was one of those words that bugged me so much because it felt weak. It felt like, well, either I know they're having fun and getting something out of it, or I don't. And then I realized that hope is the engine that gets us going. When we're down, when we are not having a good day, but we have hope, man, it's going to change everything if we have hope, right? If there is a little bit of hope somewhere in our world, then we feel like we're going to go forward. We feel like there's a possibility in front of us. So I do hope that you find some of this useful and helpful, and you comment and share this with all your friends, because I want everybody to understand the power of words. Even with your children, this is also amazing how children get this really well. I know that if I tell my kids, you're driving me crazy, for instance, which I'm known to say, then they're going to drive me crazy. But if I say, hey, I understand you're trying to get my attention right now, but I wonder if maybe I can finish this and then we can spend some time together. That changes everything, right? It's so different. So as a mom, I really encourage you to look at how you can use the power of words with your children. Words of encouragement, words of kindness, and also being vulnerable with your words. I mean, so many times I had to tell my kids, you know what? I'm not feeling great right now, so I'm going to take a break. Or, no, I don't feel like doing this or doing that because I'm not feeling well. And my kids get it. They get it. And they support me. And they're there with me because they know me. They know that I'm speaking from my heart. And they'd rather have a happy mom than a tired mom, because they know a tired mom is not so fun, right? So when you are vulnerable with your words, people get it. And then they have a chance to support you. they have a chance to be there for you. And that's also what creates amazing relationships with our children, is when we use our words deliberately and carefully, and with our partners too. I am very clear that if we were careful with the words we use with our partners, especially in the heat of the moment, relationships will be so much easier than we make them to be. And it's interesting because today we also use words. Actually, we try to skip words. There are emojis sometimes that replace words, you know, or little pictures on social media. And that's fine, I get it. But for me, I still want you to understand the power of the words and maybe avoid those escapes from using the great words that could create the life you want to create. All right, this is the end of the show for me. Thank you so much for listening. I think Kathy will be back, maybe not next week. I think I'm still doing the show next week. We'll see. So I will keep you updated. So thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.